As October draws to a close and summer rolls in, we reach the end of an era in Australian car manufacturing. As the Holden factory shuts its doors, we lose an industry that has always been intrinsically tied to Australian rock and roll. But how to mark its passing? This weekend, Max Savage offers up a strangely poetic tribute to driving music as he performs Cold Chisel's Circus Animals and AC/DC's High Voltage in their entirety at the Grace Emily Saturday night. He joins us this morning to talk about the show, these albums, and good old-fashioned Aussie rock. Good morning, Max.
Good morning. How you going?
So you've done some tribute shows in the past for the likes of Bruce Springsteen and such. What draws you to cover shows?
Look, it was always just basically a money thing more than anything else. People don't seem to want to dig into their pockets for original live music, so you've got to find some way of paying bands and putting food on the table. But look, it's also a really good exercise. You know, it's always been something that's good to do. It's a real challenge to do it. It's a lot of work that goes into putting these things together, and you become a better musician through doing that. You know, through forcing yourself to have to learn a whole record of songs, you become a lot better, and it's a really interesting challenge.
Do you feel like some of the music you cover sort of influences your own music?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, when we play music where we're essentially learning a language of recorded music, because it's in many ways a medium of communication, and it's been the predominant medium of communication for the last 100 years. And so when you break things down and when you work out how things have been done, you increase your musical vocabulary. You become better at speaking the language of popular music. And it's a really interesting exercise in doing that, seeing how people have done things, how certain parts fit in with each other, what certain sounds have been made and how you get those sounds.
We mentioned Cold Chisel's Circus Animals and AC/DC's High Voltage. What do these albums and artists mean to you personally?
Look, I think we talk a lot when we have factory closures like Holden, and we talk a lot about their economic and their political ramifications. What we don't ever talk about is the cultural ramifications. So what we don't talk about is how having a car manufacturing industry in Australia for the last long, long, long time in this country, how that's affected the way that we create art, how that's affected the way that we interact with each other, how that's shaped and made our culture. And for me, Australia's geography has meant that the cars that we produce are of a particular type. We're a country of big, long distances and big, long, straight roads. And so we have big V6s and V8s that can smash out, you know, go 110 kilometres for 6 hours. And, you know, they've got lots of space and lots of room. And I think our rock and roll music is influenced by the types of cars that we drive and the types of journeys that we're making. You know, these strong driving rhythms and really strong, aggressive guitar lines. And all of that fits together into the type of culture that we have in this country. And both AC/DC and Cold Chisel write particularly about the minutiae of culture in Australia. Circus Animals talks a huge amount about what it is to drive along roads up and down the East Coast. They talk a lot about the way in which our societies kind of are constructed and fit together, which I find really, really interesting.
So you're saying these songs are traditionally sort of blokey songs, and you reckon there's another side to them that we're not looking at?
I think there always has been. I think that's part of the enduring legacy of that type of music, and that's the reason it has such a long-lasting appeal, is because while on the surface they are seen to just be very simple kind of rock and roll music, they're incredibly complex and incredibly nuanced, and particularly, you know, Cold Chisel, the way that the songs are assembled and the way that they're written, they have a quality which is really ingrained in the way that we view the world as Australian. You know, these songs and this music is something that is profoundly local, and profoundly ours, which I think is really important.
We're speaking with Max Savage about his AC/DC and Cold Chisel album cover show tomorrow night. How would you, in your own words, how would you describe Oz rock?
Look, I think it's, you know, rock and roll, I like to think of as quite a broad term, because it's kind of, it's popular, it's music that people actually listen to. It's often treated with a great deal of snobbery. Traditionally, it has quite a harsh, aggressive guitar sound that I think is quite unique. Australian singers have a certain quality to the sound of their voice that's quite nasty and it's quite strong, they're very good at belting, which is a particular type of vocal technique. They're naturally very, very good at that. But look, I would extend, you know, the idea of Oz rock. I think it applies to our popular recorded music and a sort of sense of kind of gung-ho swagger and almost kind of outlaw kind of music that stretches from music that you'd traditionally think of rock and roll, like AC/DC, to I would say things like INXS and you know, even the Hilltop Hoods and things like that. You know, it's a very broad idea, and it draws the whole line of our history of recorded music in this country, which is very long.
Your description of the show has been very specific, and you've mentioned a lot of the influences on driving in Australia. Do you have any like good road trip experiences you'd like to discuss?
Look, when you play music, it involves a lot of getting around to places, and if you do that in Australia, it involves driving and logging huge distances, and you know, certainly for a long time, you know, when I was playing a lot of regional shows, I'd be driving 10, 15 hours, you know, every day, rolling into a town to do a show, setting up, playing, sleeping in a swag on the side of the road, and then getting up and doing it all again. And that was, in many ways, my musical education, because I would just buy stacks of CDs from op shops and secondhand shops or cassette tapes, and I'd pop them in the car and I would listen to them all. And it was through that I got to listen to AC/DC and Cold Chisel and INXS and Chain and Spectrum and, you know, all of those bands that are the pantheon of Australian music. You know, all of those sounds and all of those songs that kind of complete a whole section of our national identity, and I got that through driving and through logging long distances. I think it's one of the last places in the world in which people actually listen to music is when they're driving. There's not many spots where people genuinely sit down and give records the time of day.
What do you want people to take away from this Saturday's show?
Oh, look, I hope they maybe a few sore heads the next day, and I don't know, have a good night. You know, it's going to be fun. That's really the reason we're going to do it. It's going to be a really good time. We're going to drink some beers. We're going to play some rock and roll. We're playing at the Grace Emily Hotel, which is a great old rock and roll pub. It's going to be loud. It's going to be fast. It's going to be pretty rough, and it's going to be great. Hopefully, it'll be a whole deal of fun.
Thanks very much for joining us this morning, Max.
Thank you for having me.
That was Max Savage talking to us about his connection to Oz rock music. He's performing Cold Chisel's Circus Animals and AC/DC's High Voltage tomorrow for one night only at the Grace Emily from 9 p.m.